American cyclist Lance Armstrong has won his fifth straight Tour de France. Only four other cyclists have won the Tour five times. Armstrong, a cancer survivor, is vowing to come back next year and become the event's first six-time winner. NPR's Nick Spicer was at the finish line in Paris today and sent this report.
Applause from tens of thousands of Frenchmen, Americans, and fans from around the world for the champion from Texas. Today's stage was little more than a victory lap for the leader of the U.S. Postal Team. He even sipped champagne as he pedaled into Paris. But this year's race wasn't so easy. There was a spill in the Pyrenees when he clipped a spectator. There was a drop in his energy under the heat. And there was an unheard-of defeat in a time trial to Jan Ulrich, the German rider who came in second today. Armstrong spoke of his doubts, his fatigue, and said all he could do was his best. That clearly endeared him to many French people, such as Parisian Fabrice Poinchard, watching the riders arrive on the Champs-Élysées. It's true that people like to point to the Americans and say they're too strong or arrogant, said Poinchard. But when you see what Armstrong has overcome in terms of his sickness, and also this year he had to really fight against good adversaries, all that makes the sport look good, and for a very good centenary tour. Armstrong himself joins Eddy Merckx, Bernard Hinault, Miguel Indurain, and Jacques Anquetil in the Cycling Pantheon's special club of five-time winners. Today, on his victory lap on the Champs-Élysées, he didn't seem quite aware of the momentousness of it all. A French TV reporter caught up to him on a motorbike and asked Armstrong how he felt about joining the ranks of five-time winners. It's hard for me to think about it right now, he told the interviewer riding alongside. Those are the giants of cycling, and I'm just someone normal. The French reporter corrected him. He said, "No, Lance, you are a giant now." Armstrong says this year's tour, with all its travails, perfectly sets him up to try for a sixth straight win next year. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.